Welcome to the daily Lectio Divina podcast with sacredpilgrim.com. Today's reading is part of a series on spiritual encouragement for daily life, using selections from the classic devotional My Utmost for His Highest by Oswald Chambers. Let's begin with a few slow, deep breaths to settle ourselves. We begin with mindful breathing to give our bodies and minds time to become quiet and still. It allows us to begin to be attentive to the movement of the Spirit in our time together today. As I read twice through, listen for a word or phrase that stands out to you and touches your heart. Use the silence that follows to take in that word or phrase. Turn it over in your mind. Ponder it. A river is victoriously persistent. It overcomes all barriers. For a while, it goes steadily on its course. Then it comes to an obstacle, and for a while, it is balked. But it soon makes a pathway around the obstacle. Keep paying attention to the source, and God will either take you round the obstacle or remove it. A river is victoriously persistent. It overcomes all barriers. For a while, it goes steadily on its course. Then it comes to an obstacle, and for a while, it is balked. But it soon makes a pathway around the obstacle. Keep paying attention to the source, and God will either take you round the obstacle or remove it. As I read again, hold the word or phrase in your mind and ask where God is using it to touch your life experience right now. Maybe a feeling or memory comes up for you around the word. What does God have to say to you about it? A river is victoriously persistent. It overcomes all barriers. For a while, it goes steadily on its course, but then it comes to an obstacle, and for a while, it is balked. But it soon makes a pathway around the obstacle. Keep paying attention to the source, and God will either take you round the obstacle or remove it. in this last reading, consider what response God is inviting in you through the word or phrase. It may be an action, an inner decision or new awareness, or a spark of creative inspiration. Silently talk with God about that invitation. A river is victoriously persistent. It overcomes all barriers. For a while, it goes steadily on its course. Then it comes to an obstacle, and for a while, it is balked. But it soon makes a pathway around the obstacle. Keep paying attention to the source, and God will either take you around the obstacle or remove it. As we close this time of divine reading, spend some time resting quietly in God. You might feel inspired to use a few words, but know that in this time, words are not necessary. Contemplative prayer gives us space to just be present with God and allow God to be present with us. If you like, you can pause the recording here for the duration of your silent time before hearing the closing prayer. Or you can use the prayer to lead you into your time of silent contemplation. I also invite you to visit the Sacred Pilgrim Facebook page and share your word or phrase and what came up for you today. God, we thank you that you are patient and steady with the hard places within us, gently and constantly drawing us back into the fluid flow of your Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.